You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, real quick. I don't want you to be jealous, but we have an HOA meeting tonight and a PTA meeting tonight. So
what?
Try to control your jealousy. We've got a pretty jam-packed little evening.
You're on the HOA board, though.
And Knickknacks, like, does stuff with the PTA. So we've got those are going to be two fun meetings tonight. Whew. Stay just got a whole lot better, huh? Try to control your jealousy over there.
I'm trying to frame what I want to say in response to all that.
That's all right. I mean, I can tell. I can tell you want to be me. It's fine.
You know, the thing is, what they call the 30,000 foot view here.
Sure.
Both of those organizations are about telling people what to do.
And really, we did this to ourselves.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We didn't have to sign up.
You volunteered for both.
We didn't have to do either one of these.
And both, HOAs especially, their job is to tell everybody what to do.
Yeah.
And I guess a PTA's job is to tell people what they can't do.
Right. Yeah.
A little bit.
So, man, the power.
And that's the thing. It's a power grab.
It's a power grab.
Power grab by the Padgett.
We're in two biggies, man.
It's a Padgett power grab.
Things are going down tonight. There's going to be some changes.
What are you guys going to do at the HOA meeting?
I think it is virtual, though. So it's one of those Zoom HOA meetings. So we can at least plunk down on the couch, keep it on mute.
I mean, is it the kind of thing where you go through the budget and you're like, oh, we're spending too much on irrigation?
I'll be honest with you. I have no idea what's on the docket tonight. I just got a text from Knickknack a little bit ago. Said, hey, remember, we have an HOA meeting tonight and a PTA meeting tonight. And I was like, oh, man.
Well,
is it too late for me to drive off a cliff?
What do you do at the PTA meeting?
Just sit there on mute. It'll be budget stuff. I think they're adding on to the school. They've got some money to spend, you know.
Huh, all right.
So.
What? Jeffco schools are suddenly flush with cash? I don't believe that.
They've had a couple fundraisers, and they're flush with cash right now.
Uh-huh.
So. Okay. Got to figure out what they need.
What to do with the children.
New water fountains.
Speaking of the children, I have a question I want to throw out there. Are children's television shows inherently creepy?
They sure are. Let's do the mind bender.
Next.
Done.
Okay. Topic is done. No. I just was wondering. I mean, we touched briefly yesterday on this story that was out about Barney the Dinosaur and how they're doing a docu-series, like a three-parter, examining how a children's character like Barney can be, on one hand, so adored by children, which I guess I'm going to have to take their word for that. I've never seen a child go crazy over Barney, but I suppose they go crazy over Dinger. So
he was on for years and years and years.
Yeah, okay.
So the kids love him.
So on one hand, you got millions of kids who apparently adored him, and then on the other hand, you've got people who, they talked about the rage and hostility towards Barney that was felt by, I guess, certain
adults.
Which
I don't get. I would love for somebody to explain that to me. Why was there so much
rage
over a purple dinosaur, first of all, that was happy about everything? And he taught your kids spelling and math and how to be a good human. Why could you be so mad at that guy?
Is that what Barney did?
Sure he did. He taught manners.
I'm raising my hand.
Playground etiquette.
I'm raising my hand right now to admit, never seen an episode of Barney. My son did not watch any children's programming that I recall.
Yeah.
Never in our house were we a Sesame Street house or a Barney. I mean, I guess he was into He-Man and stuff like that, but that's not children's programming.
That's not like learning programming.
Right. So
why? Were you against it?
I don't want to say too much.
Why? Did you think it was stupid? It was too happy.
I thought it was stupid.
Well,
now, I did not discourage him from it, okay? I didn't say, you're not watching that, Mr. Rogers. I never did that.
Always changing his clothes in front of kids.
Yeah.
Taking his shoes off.
Never did that. But I also didn't encourage. I didn't like.
You didn't click it on. I mean, you had control of the TV. You didn't turn it on.
He would do things. I mean, he was more, you know, he read his little books and, you know.
Why are you so mad at Sesame Street?
I wasn't mad at it. I just always thought.
You're looking at it as from an adult, though, looking at it.
I understand, and I acknowledge that.
Man, I was a huge Sesame Street kid.
Huge. I'm not saying it. That's why I hesitated to say anything. I don't want people to say, well, Dom is anti-children's programming. I'm not. I just...
It stings a little.
I thought there were better choices for Dominic, who has grown up to be a well-adjusted, intelligent young man. And I, you know, I don't think he was harmed by me keeping him from Barney.
And here I am, thinking big yellow birds are real.
I wrote a chapter on one of those books that I'm doing that's a fun fact chapter. One of them is on Sesame Street, as a matter of fact, and there's all the history behind it and, you know, how it came to be and what they paid the people, how much money Big Bird got paid annually.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. It's interesting. And a lot of big money involved in this industry, but I have always felt that in ways it's kind of crazy. I don't know if any other listeners, parents agree that sometimes children's programming can be a bit creepy.
Creepy and unrealistic, I think, at times. I know they've definitely changed over the years, and they've pursued some more serious topics on Sesame Street and various other shows. But at the time, like when I was watching it and like when Barney was on, nobody is that happy all the time. There, it does give you a false sense of reality that everyone is just happy, happy. I'll go through life with a smile on my face.
Well, you can't have a like a depressed children's show. I mean, you can't have a character who comes out like,
"I
hate everything."
They've tackled now recently in the past, you know, probably 5 years or so. You've seen the stories about Sesame Street dealing with like death issues and cancer issues and la la la. The list goes on and on. But back in my day, I don't remember any of that. It was all happy counting and let's get a puppy.
I guess there was Oscar the Grouch.
So that's the one thing.
But I don't know if I need my children to learn about cancer from Big Bird.
Oh, it's a gentler way to learn about it, probably. More on a kid level with characters that they love and enjoy.
We've got some older listeners. I mean, they might have grown up with Captain Kangaroo. I'm sorry. He was a little bit, you know, Mr. Green Jeans and all that. I mean, that's...
Who is that?
It's a character with Captain Kangaroo. Look up Mr. Google Mr. Green Jeans. It's not a porn site. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. Is that changed now?
I hope not.
Is that code for something? Is it a swinger? Listen, if you're wearing green jeans in Highlands Ranch, let's meet up.
Pull it up, see what it says.
I'm looking. Mr. Green Jeans, there he is.
Okay, what does it say about
American vocalist, composer, actor, known for his role as Mr. Green Jeans on the television show Captain Kangaroo. His nickname was Lumpy, so his jeans were really tight.
I don't know. I'm waiting for the paragraph where he was sentenced to 20 years for something.
Was he really?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not reading the whole Wikipedia.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, so he's a friendly cowboy who's wearing green jeans and he's singing songs in his little straw hat.
I know. And like I said, the
Captain Kangaroo looks a little more pervy than the green jeans guy.
Okay. So I know I'm on an island. I get that. But I'm just explaining that the children's shows are not necessarily for... all
but
households.
They're created to catch the eye of the kids,
maybe
not the parents.
And
you know?
It's also probably because I grew up with none of them. I didn't like Captain Kangaroo. I mean, I think as a kid, Captain Kangaroo came on. I was like, "What the hell is this?" So I didn't spend any more time.
In your free time, you just went out and watched the pyramids.
Let's just leave it on that. All right.